I did feel good when I was listening to this.
Well, it's funny how sad songs can have the ability to make you feel good.
Hi there, and welcome in to a brand new week on Celebrity Salute. Dedicated to the men and women who serve our country in active duty, our veterans, and their families. We're here for you. God bless you. We love you. On each episode, we look for people and stories with some connection to these heroes. I am Randy Miller. As a multi-platinum singer, Aaron Lewis has never been afraid to take a stand and speak his mind. As the lead vocalist of Stained, or as a solo artist, Aaron has always stood up for our country and for the U.S. military, as he did last year with his patriotic anthem, Am I the Only One? Aaron's new album, The Hill, does the same thing and is out now. We're honored to have Aaron Lewis back with us here on Celebrity Salute. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I've been listening to this new album, The Hill, that is just out. And I got to say, I mean, I've been a fan of your music for such a long time. This thing, and let's forget any lyrics right now, because the production value of this and the instrumentation is incredible.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it really is. It just blew my mind.
Well, I wanted to keep it, you know, pure and raw and exposed like a nerve.
It's kind of like you are. I mean, you're kind of like a raw nerve.
Yeah, I'm kind of a broken off tooth, really.
You're the broken off tooth that nobody can really fix.
I guess so, yeah.
Hey, and I saw this too, that it was produced with you along with Ira Dean. Is this the same Ira Dean that was in One Trick Pony?
The one and the same, yes, sir.
That is so funny. When I was doing mornings in country radio, we sat down at the Country Music Awards one year with Heidi and Ira from One Trick Pony. And Heidi Neufeld, as you might know, is a beautiful woman. And as we're sitting there talking, Gene Simmons, of all people, from Kiss, wandered into the room to sit down next to Heidi and sing a song with them. And it was such a fabulous moment, but it was just such an odd situation. I mean, Gene Simmons, if there's a woman within, you know, 50 miles, he's going to find her. And that was just such a fun experience. But Ira, that's so cool. I didn't know what Ira's doing now.
Yeah, Ira has actually helped me produce my last two records.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. And Aaron, do I sense a kind of a reflective Aaron Lewis in this record?
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Especially,
I had to live for 50 plus years on this earth to write this record.
Especially with "Let's Go Fishing." I love that song. But it so encapsulates, I think, the mood of everybody right now.
Well, the whole thing with "Let's Go Fishing" is just stop and take a breath.
Yeah.
Stop and take a breath. Everybody is so instant gratification these days. Mm-hmm. All they see is the plethora of narrative and lies out there that really kind of paint a picture of real desperation. And it causes us to not look further and see all the good things that are actually taking place right now while it looks like we're living the end of days. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a younger generation that is more wide awake than I am. Yeah. That can see it as clear as day and are really sick and tired of being manipulated. I think this whole country is really sick and tired of being manipulated by a handful of people. You know, we have sat back and allowed, in comparison, a handful of people destroy on purpose this country. Yeah. We're watching it happen every single day. This is on purpose. This isn't by accident. This isn't oops, we didn't think this was going to work out this way. This is completely on purpose and intentional and malicious. This is criminal, what they're doing to our country. And we, the people, are allowing it.
Right. Right.
We're sitting back and allowing it to happen. All we have to do as a whole is put our foot down and say enough.
Well, I mean, very well said. And you're right. Do you see that? I don't know. You know, since I talk to active duty military and veterans every single day on this show, it seems to me that there is a little bit of that tide that's turning. Do you get that?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I feel it. I feel that they have pushed their agenda way too far. It's not under the surface anymore. It's right there in everybody's face for everybody to see.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And division is their strongest tool.
Yeah.
Because as a country divided, we stand no chance at all. Because we are all Americans. We all live under the same flag. We are all born with the same inalienable rights.
Yeah, and it's okay if I don't agree with you about every point that you have. And it's okay if you don't.
There's a song, new record about it called That's My Life.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't have to agree with you.
Yeah, right.
Your freedom to do whatever you want to do is your freedom. I don't have to agree with you, and I don't have to think that it's right.
Yeah. I love Made in China, too. What a great track that is on this new album. That is so cool. And it really kind of takes you by surprise, because I didn't know what that was going to be. But man, what a patriotic love of country that song is. I just so appreciate that.
Well, here's the deal with me. I have come to the conclusion that I really don't want to be on my deathbed however long from now and look at my kids and tell them that I was fully aware and wide awake and could see what they were doing, and I said and did nothing.
Yeah.
I can't. I will not do that. I won't go down that way. So, you know, whatever.
I don't think there's a chance, Aaron, that anybody's ever going to think that you didn't speak your mind. And, you know, that's so true in your concerts, too, of just standing up for America, standing up for our military and expressing your mind. But at the same time, letting the audience there know that, hey, you know what? You got your own thoughts.
100%. I am in control of me.
Right.
And my thoughts and my actions. And the moment everybody starts practicing the same, this country will change.
You know, it's amazing that to me, a kid that grew up in Vermont could have these kind of notions. I mean, you think about Vermont, you think, you know, everybody likes ice cream. They get along. They don't say much. That's not the Vermont, you know, that comes through in you.
Well, you know, there's a difference between Vermont and Bennington. You know, the big capital city is going to be as woke as any other capital city in this country.
Yeah.
But you get outside the city limits and it's a bunch of hillbillies. And just like everywhere else, I mean, the same with Massachusetts. Massachusetts blows my mind, because you get outside Boston and you get outside Worcester and the entire state is red.
Wow. Wow.
Yet we have no voice. None.
Right.
Because there's such a population in Boston. It's just like California. The rest of California is completely red. But San Francisco, Los Angeles, I'm sure there's others.
Santa Monica.
They outnumber the massive amount of people in those areas, mm-hmm. outnumber the rural areas. And, you know, what's crazy to me is that California has more Republicans per capita than any other state in the country.
Just by population. Yeah. You know, when I listen to this album, and I've listened to it several times, it's just, it just flows so beautifully. And that's a producer credit there. But your last anthem, Am I the Only One, which is tremendous. I didn't hear an anthem on this record, right?
Well, we can't write an anthem every record.
No, but that's what I credit a lot to you, Aaron, because you have such a diverse talent pool and in your toolkit, man. I mean, to come out with a completely different kind of album like this is a tribute to you and certainly Ira in terms of just, you know, recognizing different songs and song quality, because it's such a, I don't know. I don't want to say it's a feel good record. I did feel good when I was listening to this.
Well, it's funny how sad songs can have the ability to make you feel good.
Well, sad or real songs, you know, that's the other thing that I always get from you, Aaron, is like, and I'm sure you have a lot of people telling you this all the time. It's like, you're reading my mind. You're thinking my thoughts. These are, I would have written that song.
Well, I do hear that a lot, and it's why I'm convinced that, you know, this is God's plan for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not necessarily in control of this ride. I'm just along for it. And I'm very blessed and I'm very grateful that it seems that God has had his hand on my shoulder for the majority of my life.
And to do it without being on country radio and to do it without the traditional method of getting your songs played, you're kind of in a sweet spot right now, I think, with the technology that we have, that the people who want your kind of music can find it and access it immediately. And that's got to be a great thing for you.
It is a very freeing situation.
Yeah.
Where I know that at the end of the day, it's up to me.
Right.
And I have final say, and nobody tells me that I can or can't do anything.
I mean, you are married.
Mm-hmm. Well, the wife is different. The wife is different. The wife can tell me to do things.
Yeah. And I will. Right. Hey, are you on tour right now?
I am. I play tonight in Pennsylvania.
Oh, really? What part of Pennsylvania?
Elizabethtown.
Okay. Is that near Pittsburgh?
It's more on the
Philly side? New Jersey
side of things.
Gotcha. I worked in Pittsburgh for a few years. I love Pennsylvania. I love the people in Pittsburgh. You sit down with somebody in Pittsburgh and be prepared to have a 90-minute conversation, because everybody there has a story and they're dying to tell it.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to go to Pittsburgh for that. I think that everybody has a story that they're wanting to tell.
Are you still doing the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem at your shows?
I am. I do it in a kind of a non-promptu type of a way as the introduction to Am I the Only One?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Perfect. Well, man, you've got another winner here. This is such a great album. The Hill. It's out now. Aaron Lewis, one of our favorites. Thank you so much for your support of this country and for our military.
Thank you. And God bless you, and God bless our troops, and God bless America.
You've been listening to Celebrity Salute. Celebrity Salute is produced by Brainstorm Media and distributed by National Defense Network, with host Randy Miller and executive produced by Nate Herron. Be sure to visit us at nationaldefensenetwork.com. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also say, Alexa, play the National Defense Network podcast.